Craig is thankful for the opportunities for teaching and research that the H. Evan Runner Chair at Redeemer University College provides, as well as the rich fellowship among colleagues in the Paideia Center for Public Theology. Mike is grateful for his two church communities, which continue to nurture his faith: New West Christian Reformed Church, Burnaby, British Columbia, and Missio Dei Communities, Tempe, Arizona. He has also been enriched by pastors and students in Phoenix, Arizona, where he spends time working with cohorts in theological education. Tyler Johnson and Chris Gonzalez especially have become friends and valued co-workers. The academic institutions where Mike serves: Mission Training Center, Phoenix; New Begin House of Studies, San Francisco; and Calvin Theological Seminary, Grand Rapids, have also provided a wonderful context for his work. Scott Sherman and Chuck DeGroat, New Begin House, and Mike Williams, Covenant Seminary, have been valuable academic colleagues and dialogue partners. Mike's family has been a constant source of encouragement and stimulation. His wife Marnie has invested deeply in his academic work. His grown children, Aaron, Ben, Brittany, and Brielle, and their spouses, Mark, Mylana, Dave, and Brad, have all engaged this book in various ways. His seven grandchildren give him even more motivation to pass this story along to the next generation. Also, we make grateful use of Ben Goheen's diagrams in the first chapter. We will not repeat acknowledgments made in the first preface, even though most would be appropriate, other than to note again the important role Doug Loney had in making the text lively and unified. Mike wants to dedicate this second edition to his parents-in-law, Bernie and Margaret Poole. Both are now with the Lord, but their godliness, the fruit of being deeply immersed in the biblical story, continues to pay rich dividends now to a third generation in Mike's grandchildren. Craig dedicates this edition to Ron Hedelius. Ron has been an invaluable source of encouragement and support as the chair of the board of the Paideia Center for Public Theology. We offer this book up to the Lord with the prayer that God might use our paltry and imperfect efforts in His mission to restore the world He loves.